In recent years, the state of the economy has caused tales of large companies downsizing or shutting down altogether to become quite prevalent. However, there are still several locally owned stores that have remained in business. Dark Star Visuals, located on Block Street in Fayetteville, is celebrating 20 years in business this month. Owner Stacy Wheaties was working at Restaurant on the Corner when she was given the opportunity to open a beach store in the back room of Crescent Dragonfly. The 200-square-foot store was located just one building north of Dark Star Visuals' current location.
I'd been making jewelry probably since I was 15 years old, yeah, and it was hard to find beads locally. There had been one shop that had come in and out of Fayetteville. I believe it was in the late 80s, early 90s, and it was on Dixon Street, right across from Restaurant on the Corner. I think it was called Elements. And so there was a short period of time where we could actually get beads locally, but what I found was, generally speaking, they were unavailable. We had no big box stores like Hobby Lobby and Joann's. They didn't sell beads. I mean, they weren't around at that time. And so I would pick up beads when I travel across the country to see the Grateful Dead in big cities. And actually, in the parking lot of the Grateful Dead shows, there would be vendors selling beads also. And so that's kind of how I would get my materials, along with a lot of beautiful clothing and scarves and fun things to purchase, you know. And it just occurred to me at one point that it'd be great to have those things available locally.
The Grateful Dead not only inspired her new career path, but also the name of her store.
It was one of those songs that you just waited to hear it at the concert, you know. And I just really loved it. It was an instrumental mostly, and just really beautiful images, you know. And so I thought, oh, that'd be a great name for a store. In hindsight, maybe not so much, because people that don't know the Grateful Dead don't associate it with that. And so for a lot of years, I spent time explaining that I didn't sell any occult in here and that I wasn't a head shop. So it was kind of the school of hard knocks on that sort of thing. But by the time I felt like it was an issue, I didn't want to change the name because people already knew it, you know. And we were doing a lot of music promotion in conjunction with the store. So that really helped the store take off, because we were selling tickets to concerts at a local venue on Dixon Street called Chester's Place. And it kind of put the store on the map, because a lot of people would come in just for the tickets. They'd see what was going on in here, and they might pick up a pair of earrings or buy a guy's T-shirt, because at the time we had men and women's clothing. And so it just kind of, it put us on the map, and that was great.
Originally from Springfield, Illinois, Wheaties moved to Fayetteville in 1979. Over the years, the store's floor space has expanded and contracted, and its merchandise has changed. Today, in addition to jewelry, Dark Star Visuals sells imported women's clothing, scarves, candles, incense, and handmade hula hoops. Wheaties says she thinks part of the reason she's been in business for 2 decades is because she makes changes to the store regularly. The store owner recalls Block Street being a bustling area in the mid-1990s, but she recognizes a lack of traffic now. She says it's been a struggle in recent years due to construction and growing competition. Fayetteville has grown certainly in the last 20 years, and Wheaties says that with growth, it's possible to lose the character of the community if you're not careful. Helping to preserve that character is the Block Street Business Association, who works to promote the locally owned and operated businesses on Block Avenue.
I think it's kind of picked up the slack from where Dixon Street left off, because Dixon Street used to be that, and it still is on one level, but it's so much more updated now, and it's kind of lost its, you know, the funky edge of Fayetteville, which a lot of us that came here in the 70s or grew up here remember about Dixon Street. It had the small, unique retail stores and restaurants on it, and it had a really community feel to it, and that's what we are hoping that Block Street has become, where you see people over and over, day after day. It's the same people. They're part of your community. If you need something, you go to that community first, you know, and say, hey, do you know somebody that can do my HVAC or whatever, you know? Who can make my jewelry for me? I don't know. There's that part of the community that you don't see if you just step out north, you know, walk into one of the big box stores or even the chain restaurants and stuff, and you do get that on Dixon Street and Block Street. But Block Street has really become, I think, what you consider the Fayetteville community now.
What's next for Wheaties is expanding globally by selling some of her designs through an online site called Etsy.com. Another change will be hosting a jewelry design open studio every first Thursday beginning November 3rd. Looking back on her experiences at Dark Star Visuals, Wheatie says, at times, the years seem to have flown by.
It feels kind of natural. Now, I did, for 2 years, take on a job doing real estate, trying to supplement my income here because it's been so quiet. But I gave that up recently because I just was not feeling it. It's a real different type of career. So I'm back in the store every hour that I'm open. And, you know, it doesn't feel like a long time in some ways. It feels just like a blink. But then when I think 20 years, wow, I feel old. And, you know, my youngest child, I believe, was around 11 when I started the store. And now I've got grandkids that are 16 that are older than when I started, you know, the shop. And it's all quite a whirlwind.
With 20 years of memories, she says her favorite has been meeting all sorts of people.
Looking back on all of the different people that have worked for me over the years, it's been just such a great community of women and a few men throughout the time that have worked in store for me. And then the people that you come across and meet that you may not have come across that come in the store, the shop, that strike up friendships. And it's amazing. I have so much thanks to give to everybody for that.
Wheaties adds that she is also thankful to her children and grandchildren for being so supportive through the years. Dark Star Visuals will celebrate its 20th anniversary with promotions throughout the month of October. Wheaties is also planning to have a reception and reunion towards the end of the month. Details for that event will be available at facebook.com/darkstarvisuals. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.